Do not attempt to adjust your programming. You are now listening to B-Movies and Beyond.
Oh yeah. Here we go. New mixer.
It's so perfect.
I think so. I hope so. I think we're going to have the best sound ever.
The bass is just like so bass in my ears right now.
So bassy?
Is my voice bassy?
Or am it's so bassy.
Am I a little high, mid-range, but sensual?
Medium tone. Medium strongness.
Nice. You were completely average.
Oh, man, this is exciting.
No, it's time for celebration.
I don't have a celebration one.
Well, I know.
You can look it up now.
I know. I mean, this is important for us. We got a new mixer. I mean, this is a special episode.
We've gone into like the high tech here, guys. If you look at our Instagram, you could see, or our Facebook, you can see what we're talking about. We got a Rode Procaster mixer, and
it's a Rodecaster Pro.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
What are you?
I don't know.
Hate it when you're drunk.
Ryan has too much power because now I have some sound effects. Ryan has Bluetooth now, which is his favorite.
Oh yeah,
and it came just in time because last week we're actually repeating an episode. This is episode 250.
You gotta be surprised. The that's a celebration. Oh, I like that.
Didn't you type that in? Who typed it in?
I typed it in. I'm clever.
You're very. I was gonna say take two. That was what I was gonna go. Take
I like
two.
That too.
Episode 250, the sequel.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this because we're gonna have so much control and we should have the best audio ever. And if not, we're gonna burn this. Too much, Ryan.
Jeez. You just wait till I find the secret pew pew.
Oh man,
you guys are gonna delete that one.
It's B Movies and Beyond. You got the hostess
with the mostest.
Just hosts, Peter, Evan, and Ryan.
Hello.
I went counterclockwise. Sorry.
I know you're changing it up. I don't.
I know.
That.
We are Peter, Ryan, Evan, or we could be Ryan, Peter, Evan.
We can be all those things. It all flows properly.
I like ERP.
I like ERP.
Just ERP.
You got B Movies and Beyond. This is ERP.
Yeah. But yeah, like I said, we had technical difficulties last week.
Did we really?
Well, sound. We were going so hard. It was like 3 hours long. And we had more difficulties than just sound because we didn't even, like, I mean, there was some that I did on accident. There was some that we didn't know about until afterwards. So that's why we couldn't release it. And then we also had issues just on our format of the show.
We were just having so much fun.
Oh, yeah. And so, only one beer in.
Is this like episode 250, the sequel? Is this like Terminator 2?
Like the better episode?
It's like the better one. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope so because hopefully we're going to be, you know, go flow better than last time and not have as many mistakes. But we're already off to a kind of a poor shot, so this could be more like The Hangover too, where we don't, it's not good.
I'm okay with that.
Shit. You're okay with that too? I didn't like Hangover 2.
Exactly, that's why I brought that up.
You
get it?
It was still a Hangover movie, so hey, it gave me some chuckles.
Is that the one
where
he shaved his head?
I just remember, I think it was the one with the tranny.
They made three of those fucking movies.
Did they? I thought it was Hangover 1, Hangover 2, The Joker.
Was it? When did they go to Bangkok? Was that the second one?
That was the second.
I thought that was the second one.
Yeah.
Then what's the third one?
Due Date.
Oh. Because I thought the third one I actually thought was kind of better than the second one. Still not as good as the first one, but not bad.
Yeah, how do you replicate that movie?
You don't. Just that's why they shouldn't have done that. Yet they still made money because, you know, you're always going to capitalize like, oh shit, I need to go see that next thing because The Hangover was so great.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I don't know. But welcome, guys. How you guys doing?
Good. To answer your question,
great.
Good.
I still have not seen the Matrix sex parody.
What?
Oh, man. That was, from episode 249. And you had 2 weeks to do this. What's going on?
I was playing with this for like a week.
When Ryan got this finally in the mail, it took forever to get here. He was texting nonstop. Look at all the new things it can do.
I was.
Very excited.
And then I called you guys midway through.
Yeah, and then I get in today, and I'm like, well, do you know how to work it and record? No.
No, I know how to do it. I did it.
You knew how to do it.
No, you knew how to do the sound effects. That's all you had
done. That's the most important part.
I know. It's your favorite.
Absolutely, yeah.
Uh-huh. And then Ryan told me, like he was going to have control of the soundboard. I was like, I don't know if I can give up that control because I can't stop you from doing your sound effects ever.
I mean, you can.
Now I can because I had the board. I still have the board.
And you could turn that Bluetooth off.
Oh, I could totally cut you off.
Don't give him ideas.
You know what else is cool? We can take guest calls in the middle of the podcast too.
I mean, we could have done that no matter what.
Yeah, but
it'd be better though. No matter what, everything's better with this.
Everything is better with this.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. We'd like to start off with a quick question or just a question. Should I change it last minute like I did last time?
Hey.
Or just read it?
Hey.
I mean,
board control.
I know. I just got a question before the quick question before we actually get into it.
Oh, dude, do you need a soundbite for
probably
for a quick question?
I probably need one of those.
Oh, my God.
Seriously.
All right. I'm going to read the question.
We got to.
I know. Here we go. Jeez.
What?
No faith.
Why?
I know. I can do this.
So
I know what I'm doing.
Questions.
Sometimes.
You have a lot on your plate right now.
Oh, my God.
I am going to change how this lines up because it's not the flow that I would go with. I'm confused a little bit with it.
He's going to write on it, like, okay, questions.
I'm sorry, sir. Have you read your own notes?
Yeah, it's in order that makes sense to me. I'm starting to learn that I do a lot of things. Like, if it's not something that I would do, I just think that's the worst thing ever, and you're just dumb.
Mm-hmm. If he's not going clockwise for the microphone order.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me. I don't know who to fiddle with to fix that. And then, but when I'm reading off names, I gotta go counterclockwise.
Exactly.
Just the way my brain works. And I apologize to anyone that I offend when I just like, no, that's dumb and you're doing it wrong.
And I think that would like change if you ever went to Australia.
I switch.
You're affected by the hemispheres.
Microphones would go in counterclockwise order and I would announce everyone in clockwise order. Yeah, everything would be different.
What if we just switch up our seating order?
Oh, dude, you would so fuck with me. It'd be the worst thing ever.
I think so.
Yeah.
This isn't the quick question, though.
Oh, what is the quick question?
Yeah. I was the movie. Why this came up? I was watching a movie and.
Well, you watch movies?
I do occasionally.
Do you
sometimes
finish them?
Most of the time, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I do. I was thinking like some movies are really hard to describe because like instantly right off the bat it gives away so much shit away and I'm like, is this spoiling it? Because it wasn't in the trailers, so. And some people, like, you know, they don't even watch trailers because of spoilers, right? So
I neither deny or acknowledge that.
So my question is, like, how far into a movie is it fair to give away those things? You know, like, regardless if it's in the trailer or not. Like, is it okay to spoil that content within, you know, 15 minutes of this film?
It depends where you see the movie.
It depends how you see the movie.
Yes, because I mean, if you see it in the movie theater, it's like, okay, you can only talk about the trailers, but once you get into the feature presentation, you cannot say a fucking word.
That's true.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm very respectful. When I'm in a movie theater, I'm pretty quiet for the most part.
It's because you're on your phone all the time looking up trivia.
No, not in the theaters.
I know.
I put
my
phone away like I'm so much more focused when I'm in the theaters, mm-hmm. unless it really sucks, and then I'm like... Okay, maybe then I'm looking at my phone. Or I'm like, why am I still here? I should just go and try to get my money back.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, though, like doing a movie review podcast, when can I actually, like how far into this movie can I actually spoil?
Honestly, it depends on the person you're talking to.
He's talking to an audience of everybody in the universe.
Yeah. Well, I know, but they really can't speak back.
Exactly. So they have to listen.
Yeah, they have to just sit there.
They have to
sit there and listen to the entire episode.
Yeah, Peter, sit there and listen to his answer of your question. Yeah,
so slowly.
No talking back.
Don't tell our listeners / viewers /
fans
not to listen.
No.
They have to sit there.
They have to download this and listen. But if you and also tell people, whisper in their ear holes to
subscribe and download.
Yeah. And listen.
My best example is if you really want to get someone to watch a movie, like Mortal Kombat did it best. Like the first opening scene was maybe 10, 15 minutes of explaining a certain group of characters, but it doesn't tell anything about the movie.
Yeah.
Until the very end of the movie.
Yeah.
So it sets up the beginning, sets up the end, and then there's just a bunch of bullshit in the middle.
Uh-huh.
But you would never get that from the beginning.
It doesn't have any. Well, I mean, it had a little bit of effect, but hardly any. Like, again, like that was like one of those things. Like, I didn't care. I also didn't. Mortal Kombat released that. 7 minutes or something, the first part? Like, it was just a long fight scene, basically.
Don't spoil it.
It's been out long enough.
In Mortal Kombat with a fucking bat!
Exactly, with a bat. but, okay. So, Evan, you think it depends on the person. Yes, and I agree. And those people also don't watch trailers, right? So they just don't want to know anything.
Are you making this personal right now?
Right. I feel attacked. I'm pointing you out. Pointing you out.
Also, a person who doesn't watch an entire series for like 2.5 years, so you can never, ever talk about it.
Yeah, and how many movies have you actually finished in one sitting?
More than you finished.
The bullshit.
Motherfucking Stranger Things.
So you go to one TV series.
Mandalorian.
The DeLorean.
The DeLorean. The Mandalorian.
I've seen all of the DeLorean. Have seen every Back to the Future.
Have you seen the Mandalorian?
No, I don't see gender.
He's getting woke over here, guys.
That's right. I'm sorry. But no, I have not seen the Mandalorian. You win points on that. I'm sorry.
And also, you didn't finish Stranger Things.
I don't like talking about that one either.
And you haven't watched Yellowstone.
Yeah.
I haven't even started that one.
Ozark.
Is there something? I feel like there's something else, too, that you started and you liked, and then you stopped because you want it to be released all at once?
The Expanse?
I mean, that's happened to a lot of TV shows with me.
Like, do you ever finish Star Trek?
Oh, God. Well, that just always just, it never ends.
Well, how do you start it?
There's the next generation, and then there's Deep Space Nine.
He started Star Trek, and you just like where I mean, but have you seen all of it? Or
good God, no!
It doesn't really matter.
There's too
many. I feel like Star Trek. You don't need to. You just this is just a fun episode to watch. Like it's fine.
I mean, I finished Game of Thrones, so points for me.
Okay, so
thank you.
I haven't even started Game of Thrones, but you guys could spoil the absolute dick out of it.
Yeah, see,
there is a lot of dick in it. So
there is some. Yeah.
Wait, Evan says that there's a lot. You said there's some.
Tomato.
We have different standards.
Some people might think it's a lot. I think it could be used more.
And that's Peter's review of Game of Thrones. Yeah.
Not enough dick. But how are you supposed to know this? So let's do averages. Like, I know for you, Evan, I've learned over time because I've spoiled things on accident because it wasn't that big of a concern because I'm more like, I'm Ryan. I don't really care. Like, everyone told me about the Red Wedding before I even saw it on Game of Thrones. And, like, I saw it and it was still like, oh, that was still badass. Like, it did not really affect me at all. And I really can't think of a movie where, like, maybe I had some spoilers that ruined it for me. Because I'm there for the experience. And I know what you're going to say, Evan.
No, you don't. I'm like a tea kettle getting ready to burst.
Yeah, but because you're probably going to say is that because you're one that you like to go in with no pre-expectations and everything. So any little detail that affects your watching of the film.
Mm-hmm.
So
for me, it's like don't ruin the hook for me because that's what actually gets me invested.
Well, okay, so I'm one to watch a lot of trailers.
Yes, you
are. And I get the hook from that trailer, so I already know.
Okay, for example, Venom. Has Venom's trailer ruined the movie for you?
No. I mean, with the title, I already knew what the hook was. Also, I'm a big Venom fan, so that's a terrible example. Like you would need someone that's not a Venom fan to ask that question to.
Mm.
Who is Venom? This is the most softball question I can give you, right?
His name is...
Yeah, but so
Eddie Brock.
Okay.
One of many who have played Venom.
What? Wait, do they play Venom or are they actually Venom?
I mean, depending on how you want to refer to it. I mean, the comic books, like, they are Venom. We are Venom. Or...
Oh, that was creepy.
Yeah. Or... If, like, in the movies, you know, then you got Topher Grace, you got Tom Hardy now as Venom. So, I think it changes.
Tom Hardy
so
is
people.
Venom.
Yeah.
Really, he is. I mean, he does the voice of Venom, and he does himself.
Yeah, but he plays a character. He's not Tom Hardy. It's not like Tom Hardy's walking around San
He's
Francisco.
Not Tom Hardy? Oh, you mean in Venom. Because Tom Hardy is Tom Hardy playing Eddie Brock in Venom. He's all those people. I think. I don't even know where I was going with this shit. I
aliens.
You
watch a lot of trailers.
Yes. Yeah. And I already got the hook. I already know. So I got this kind of different question, side question, tangent.
Squirrel.
If.
Ooh, that's a good soundbite.
How do you get hooked? Like, how do you know you want to go see a movie?
Well.
No, seriously. How do you know you want to go see a movie? Or do you just purposely, like. Like, you just read the synopsis and that's enough? I mean, isn't that the purpose of a trailer is for the synopsis of the movie?
I mean, I will see trailers when I'm at the theater. I won't go out and see them.
I wish you just covered your eyes and had headphones on.
I'm not listening. That would be kind of amazing, I'm not going to lie.
Well, you know what? He does leave during the trailers.
That was a long time ago. That's when I worked at a movie theater. That's completely different.
When's the last time you stepped foot in a movie theater?
Old.
Yeah,
you talked about
old.
This.
Old? Oh, yay. Yeah.
Man, you need to go back and listen to our podcast.
You do. And I highly recommend.
And sit down and listen.
Last time, you sit down and you listen. Yeah.
And I highly recommend popcorn with jalapenos.
So do I.
It's delicious.
And I think we talked about that.
Yep. See? Yep. It's okay. All coming back to you now.
So the follow-up question is, why does Evan wait so long for a series?
Oh, that's the
not
question.
Movies. That's not the question. It's Why are you changing the question?
No, it's on there, and it has a question mark. That's therefore it is a question.
I hate you that you wrote that.
I didn't write that.
It was from last episode.
Damn it.
Take one.
You know, sometimes just I'm a binge watcher, and it's like, hey, I like the whole story. And like, I have had shows ruined for me because of the wait, because I'm like, I don't remember what this is about now. It's all like, I have to watch previously on. Like, one of the ones that did this to me was Breaking Bad. I got to, like, season 2 or 3, but then I was watching it on Netflix. So, you know, Netflix, season 6 is out, and I'm like, what is everybody talking about? And also, I don't pay attention the best. So, but it ruined it for me, and I'm like, I want to go back and watch this shit.
So
it was good the first time, but it's
so
like.
So what was the hook?
What was the hook?
Yeah.
Oh, the Whitey Tidies.
That was in like what, season 4? No, that was in
like
season
the first episode.
So, but it was
or the pizza.
It wasn't even. A
I think
hook.
It was the meth. Meth. He got addicted.
I got addicted to the meth. I like it.
Yeah. Evan just like, oh, that looks good, and then got
just
addicted.
Wait till
to
I
meth.
Find out about blow.
Oh, that's a good thing. It's not a series.
A lot,
because you could just watch one movie over and over and over and over.
Exactly.
Really fast.
Evan, are you considerate of people's feelings?
God no.
You are when it comes to movies.
Yeah,
I try to be.
And series,
but I have slipped up on occasion.
You know,
and
who gets
I feel
really
bad
mad
about that.
Like, you always have that friend who gets really mad if you like ruin. Movie and slash series.
Yeah,
for
I think him. I know who you're talking about.
His name is also Sergio.
Sergio, really? He gets mad?
Yeah, He gets super mad.
See, I've never had him get mad.
I don't think I got him mad either, and I think I've told,
or is
I've ruined
he the
something.
Spoiler?
He's the spoiler, yes. He spoiled a lot of things to Evan.
I don't want
to
talk about
and
it.
And also, I think, even to me, but it doesn't really spoil me, but like he's told me things I'm like, because he just assumes that everyone knows what he's talking about and everyone's seen what he's seen.
Yep.
And I'm like, dude, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, oh. And then he just stops talking. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm not going to tell you.
And then he starts speaking in Spanish, and it's weird.
Yeah, he just tells you in Spanish.
That's what I do if I knew Spanish. I tell you the rest of the plot in Spanish. I get it out.
So the
what,
answer...
You can't just hold it in?
Nope. I would get it out. Resist. I would just straight up just
wrist.
Make you sit there.
Cállate. Cállate.
It's kumite.
So Carina? I guess what we learned is that...
I'm a nice person.
You're a nice person, and also that... I guess it depends on the person that you're going to spoil it to. So know your audience.
Just ask your friends. Hey, do you not want to talk about this?
Is it? Yeah,
no,
so
I don't.
That's
okay.
That's what I was going to say. Like, is it appropriate just to be like, spoiler alert, the next 60 seconds, don't listen. La, 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 la. Plug your ears.
Yeah.
Is that appropriate?
Okay. It is. But then you can't get mad at that friend for not listening if you don't invite them back into the conversation.
So you got to spoil it. Tell them to shut up and not listen, and then you bring them back in when you're finished?
Yeah. But then you also have to be careful, because then people like to bring it up again later.
I was going to say.
Because it's like, no, that's what we were talking about. It's like, no, that time is done now.
You got to. So what? There's so many. See, this is why it's so difficult, Evan, because there's so many little rules that you got to do, and I can't remember all
just,
that.
Just don't talk about shit around me. Or just ask me what we can talk about, and then I will tell you.
It's so hard having a movie review podcast with you, because we're constantly talking about things. And yet it's funny.
See, that's why you're a guy's talking about TV series.
No,
This is a movie podcast.
I'm talking, well, yeah, but even then we like to talk about other things. Just
no, we don't. I haven't listened in all of those parts.
This is a movie podcast about pop culture and things that we like to watch. That's how you describe it. How do you describe this podcast?
I've changed up how I describe it now. I said it's a movie review podcast where we have our three hosts, us, and we crudely review movies is how I describe it now.
I describe it exactly the same way. I say it's a podcast where I watch shitty movies on Netflix with my three friends.
You both really
always shitty.
You really say crudely?
I like using crude because of our humor.
Oh, yeah. You're going more in depth with this.
But I think
and you're just
there,
limiting us to Netflix.
I said review.
Are you going for a sponsorship?
Well, I can't say Plex because that's the unforbidden.
There's a Plex TV. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. It's
you know, Plex is used for a lot of different things.
Yeah. You can.
Why is it forbidden?
Because it's forbidden.
It can be used for bad.
It is the unknown. It's the shiny. What's that one unforbidden thing like in that one TV series we can't talk about because Evan, and it's
the Upside Down.
The Upside Down.
I'm just gonna pretend you were just cupping balls right there because you're sucking a dick.
We can't talk about cupping balls. We can't talk.
There's not enough dicks in Game of Thrones.
Exactly. And the Upside Down is a myth.
Is it? All right.
It is
time to move on.
That stupid little flower thing.
It's crazy. It's time to move on to our trailers now, which, again, really, you put the thing way down here? Yeah, search for shit.
Here are some exciting coming attractions from
Movies and Beyond.
In all fairness, he warned you, if it does not make sense in his head,
it's dumb.
You're dumb.
I don't know if it's OCD or narcissism.
Neither do I guess.
Shit. It's all...
Oh, shit!
Yeah.
That's not the bullshit one I like. I like this one.
Come on, don't bullshit me.
I feel like we have other new trailers, but I have not updated our notes since the last episode, so this is all going to be kind of old stuff, a couple weeks old, and
hey,
I
wait
don't
a
care.
Second.
Huh?
Something's missing.
What's missing?
Something about Britney.
Yeah, I asked, can I take away the Britney? Jeez, Evan.
When did you ask this? I just saw you just deleted just now.
Flag.
You've been flagged, Evan. You have been flagged.
Wow, that really hurts.
I know. Three flags, you're out.
I didn't bring it up because so there's a stupid documentary coming to Netflix, which, by the way, Netflix, you're a little bit behind on this. Yeah. There's already been other documentaries that have been just fine. And
no, Netflix is the place for documentaries.
Yeah, how they dare are. You think streaming services are the same?
Yeah.
It's not, they all have the same content.
I did not say that. I just said they're late to the game because I think
late
it was
to the game. Who? Yeah, they're all the same. It are rhymes. It's
are
right.
You, are you saying Britney's life is a game?
Oh, wow.
No, I'm saying that this documentary is the same thing that I saw in the Hulu documentary.
Britney's life
is the same as in the documentary.
Touche.
Okay.
Touche, so, Evan. Peter.
Yep.
Yeah, Evan Peter.
Go clockwise or counterclockwise.
Okay, so the first film is Escape the Undertaker.
Is this the Undertaker from wrestling?
Yes.
Could you escape?
Yeah, dude, he's so beaten up. Like, yeah, I can escape.
Oh, but there's fog and special effects.
Dude, he was just using a Procaster thing, and that's how he was handling his haunted house.
A Roadcaster?
Road yeah. Procaster.
Nope. Roadcaster Pro.
Yeah. It's
no,
still
a Procaster.
New. No, I'm it's a Roadcaster Pro.
The backside of it says it.
Oh, I can't see that.
What?
So it's a Roadcaster Pro. I've been Googling it the wrong way the whole time, but each time it comes up properly.
Google's like, here comes dumb Peter again.
No, you're wrong, Google. I'm right.
So anyway, what do we think of Escape the Undertaker?
I think they're late to the game. Like Britney's life.
Like, oh my god.
So this is it's on Netflix and it's a choose your own adventure.
It doesn't seem adventurous. Movie.
Which is fun. They did that with the Bandersnatch.
Yeah.
What kind of wrestler is that? Bendersnatch?
Bendersnatch.
I like Bendersnatch. Oh, geez. That's going to be my wrestling name. Remember we had wrestling names one episode?
Rumping Rhino.
Rumping Rhino.
You won't even finish the Matrix parody, and you're going to this already?
Wasn't your finisher the disappointment? Like,
of course. The apology?
Apologetic.
The walk of shame.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
You want a back rub?
Yeah. I last longer, I promise.
Round two.
I'll call you.
So the Undertaker from wrestling, WWE. Oh, I thought you were going to go F.
No.
Okay.
I've given up.
E, it's on Netflix.
This is generation where it sucks.
Yeah, it's choose your own adventure like they did with Bandersnatch or whatever it's called. And they have like what? These three guys that come into this like the Undertaker's like haunted mansion, and like you get to choose like which path you're gonna take.
So they're actually a group of wrestlers as well.
Are they? Yeah. I was thinking that was the case because it seems like it's a WWE like production.
That's why it seems a little dumb and cheesy.
I don't know. Some of the stuff that they've actually produced is very enjoyable.
Yeah. Some of their movies, yes, I agree with you. 100%.
This looks like though it's like it looks like it's made for kids, in my opinion.
It does look like it's Goosebumps with wrestling.
And it's also like Fear Factor. Like, some of the stuff, like, there's, like, spiders on them and shit like that. Like, so, I don't know. Like, do you like these, like, choose your own adventures?
Yeah,
like,
in video games.
I've tried the books. That's it. I mean, that's how far back I go, to books.
Wow.
He's part of it.
I don't think those exist anymore. But, no, like
books.
I did the. Did you do the Bandersnatch?
Nope.
You didn't do that one, Ryan. Did you do it?
Yes.
How much?
Like once or twice.
Okay. Like it is. It's almost like a video game, right? Like you have to like kind of like repeat yourself. I'm like, oh, I didn't like that outcome. Let's try something else.
You know what? I did more than that.
What?
The video game Until Dawn multiple times because it was a video game.
Well,
if this Undertaker movie was a video game, I think I'd play this more.
I think the Undertaker should have a better hideout than a haunted mansion. Because that's just a little just like on the nose for him. Just saying. Like, how about like a church or something?
I like how they're going like full like Undertaker where it's he has like magical stuff and everything. I don't know. Like,
yes, he has a mystical urn of power.
Which, why? I mean, shouldn't he be like, I guess that makes sense. It relates to death, right? Or urn?
The urn that gives him the power of the DDT.
Yeah. I don't like,
you know, you're going to watch it and play it.
No, I don't. You know why?
Why?
Because you have children.
And they like wrestling?
They like, so. Yes.
See?
One of them.
Let us know how it goes.
One of them will do this. And there's also, like, on Netflix, they have, like, a Minecraft thing. Has anyone seen this? It's no. Like a cartoon show.
Mm-mm.
It's the same thing, really. They get to choose, like, their adventure. And so, like, they're actually. My kids were doing that for a little bit.
Minecraft?
Yeah. Like, it's a choose. Like, you get to select what they do. And, like, they were enjoying that. And but then, like. And it's, I think it's better because it's like in the half an hour segments, you know, and then they're done. They had like limited options too. So yeah. One or two, you know, like one, well, two options. One's not very exciting.
I have a question.
Do you want to do this or the same?
Does Minecraft have a story?
Yes.
Apparently.
It does.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I didn't know that either, but yes, it does.
I just thought kids like built towers and then fell down them.
It all evolved, and it's just they keep adding to it. They keep building from it. Don't
yeah.
be sad.
I think you're gonna be watching the Escape from the Undertaker.
Well, I'm with them, like, you know, which I think would be kind of cool. Like, I'll watch it, but like, I don't know if I'll actually like try to like. I need to beat this.
I think you'll get mad at them. You chose wrong.
No, because I don't. Like,
and then
I
you
mean,
body slam.
No,
him.
Go in the fog. I'm telling you, go in the fog.
No, we know what happens. When you go in the fog, I reviewed that.
Whatever you do, separate.
Yes.
Don't go towards the running car.
No. Ooh. Go to the axes and chainsaws and all that shit.
Actually, this would be a fun experiment for this film, I think. Take the rules from Scream and try to apply them to Escape from the Undertaker.
You know who would be good at that?
To see if they would work.
David Arquette, because he's a professional wrestler.
Ooh.
Shit.
He's a secret boss.
Oh my God, I'm so late. I forgot since I don't have the power.
Oh, I'm glad that you
shit.
Ryan's forgotten things.
Ooh, it's so crisp.
Isn't it though?
I turned it up louder. Wow.
I feel like we all actually really learned.
All right, you ready to move on?
News.
Yeah.
News.
We got some news. Last week's news. Actually, there's some new news.
We got some new news. Eminem has a spaghetti stand.
Wait, what?
He opened a business called Mom's Spaghetti.
Oh, shit.
You think it's good? I don't trust it there. He's going to be all sweaty.
He might throw it up.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
But if he has his gray hoodie, I'm okay.
He does.
that's not the okay.
Yeah, so the Mario cast apparently was announced.
Oh man.
And I'm not too sure about this.
Well,
because I hope they actually do voices.
Like try to be like Mario, like it's me, Mario. Ah.
Okay, you're fired.
Wow.
You were not Mario.
Okay.
You know what? I'm okay with that because I think I like how you left one actress out, Evan.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Who?
What? Anna Joy Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Peach.
Evan doesn't care about
actresses. I didn't recognize her.
Okay, The Queen's Gambit.
Just Megan.
Did recognize
Megan Fox. That's it.
You haven't seen The Queen's Gambit?
No. Chess is boring.
The show's not, though.
But it is.
You like chess.
Yeah. Remember chess? Remember?
That's funny.
Still got to do that sometime.
I remember. Jeez, you guys are gross.
All right, Chris Pratt as Mario. What do you think about that? If you know what I mean.
Well, okay. Here, the whole announcement, there's going to be a CGI Mario movie coming out the Christmas time of next year, 2022.
We have an entire year for one of these actors to overdose on drugs.
Yeah. You got Chris Pratt as Mario. You got Charlie Day as Luigi. You got Jack.
Who's
Black.
Charlie Day?
It's Always Sunny.
Oh. Dude, I need content for our fucking Instagram.
Yeah, you do. Jack. Well, I still have last week's too. Jack Black is Bowser. Seth Rogen is Donkey Kong. and Keenan Michael Key as Toad and Evan
Anna Dubba Dubba Dubba
as Princess Daisy.
Peach Toadstool.
Peach
Toadstool.
Isn't there? There's a Daisy and there's a Peach, right?
Daisy's the
Daisy's much later.
She's the sister that Mario bangs later.
Oh, okay. She just gets all of them? Or he gets all of them?
Dude, he has a lot of sequels. Like, he's not... like, how many times do you think he has to go and bang Peach?
He's Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Yeah. Like, that's the whole premise of the game. He's not collecting anything. He's doing mushrooms and trying to bang this girl.
That's true. Yeah. And cleaning his pipes, huh?
Well, Peach's pipes.
Someone's pipes.
Maybe okay. Bowser's. I don't know. Yeah. This series gets really, really super in a galaxy and stuff. And there's even a galaxy bros. Chick. Yeah.
Bro pipe cleaning.
And they're playing chess back and forth with Peach. And then they race cars. This is one big trippy ass universe.
Dude, if there's some Mario Kart in this, that's gonna be awesome.
They should start off with Mario Kart.
Yeah. But okay. Do you think these voice actors, are they actually gonna try to talk? Is that what you're saying? I mean, are they gonna try to like mimic what those characters sound like in the video games?
Oh, I think they're gonna do their own thing, but they are going to try. Because they're actors.
They're going to give it the good old college try.
I mean, a little bit better than the college try because they are getting paid professionally.
My point is, are they going to do their normal voices, or are they going to try to do something else?
No, I do believe they're doing something else.
You think so?
Yes, because apparently Chris Pratt has said that his normal voice is not going to be just Mario's voice.
Okay.
So there will be acting. Possibly.
So basically,
accents.
Okay, hold on. So basically, we have Emmett Brokowski in 1980 something Space Guy, and Kung Fu Panda, and let's see, Seth Rogen, the Sausage Party, or the fucking Kung Fu movie. So we have Kung Fu Panda and the Lego movie mixed together.
I mean,
Kung Fu Panda. Seth Rogen was in that too.
I know he was a mantis.
Yeah,
yeah. And in a lot of these movies that you're all listing off, he never changed the way he spoke.
Lion King.
Yeah, exactly the same way.
Seth Rogen. He was just Seth Rogen.
Exactly. He's always been Seth Rogen.
I am worried about Seth Rogen. I'm not worried about Chris Pratt though, because I have heard he's going to do an actual.
Okay, but
voice.
What about everyone else? Like, I
think Charlie Day as Luigi's perfect, though.
I think that's very close, and I think he just needs to modify it just a little bit, and I think he'll be fine.
Yeah.
That's hard for me, actually.
But, like,
because that will just be always Sunny in Philadelphia.
That's why I love it. Because Luigi's that frantic, like, brother who's, like, always, like, you know, Mario 2, his, like, legs are going crazy, and he's jumping really high.
He just needs to get a little bit more higher pitch.
Yeah.
I think that's actually good. But like Jack Black, do you think he's going to do something more like Bowser, or is he just going to do
Jack Black?
Dude,
Jack Black's going to be perfect as Bowser. Could you imagine him with an air guitar and Tenacious D?
That's changing Bowser, though. Bowser doesn't do that.
Bowser does. His name was King Koopa. Like, he was Dennis Hopper for a little bit.
Bowser doesn't really do anything. Like, I guess
yes,
it's fine.
He does.
He steals Peach and bangs her.
I wouldn't go that far, but...
cleans her pipe.
Plumbing is fun.
He also doesn't, like, in the video games, he doesn't really say much, you know? So, like, I get where they can, like, totally change up how Bowser is. But, like, Mario and Luigi, like, no. Like, or Mario especially. I just don't know if Chris Pratt is the best person to be Mario.
Oh, this is definitely, like, hey, who has clout? Like, who's a well-known name?
Exactly. Yeah, you're absolutely
There's
right.
There's no denying
that's what they're doing.
That.
It's the same shit they did with Scoob. You know when they did Scoob? And like they totally recast like everyone?
Wait, Matthew Lillard wasn't Shaggy
anymore? No, it was Will Forte.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Yeah, like, they just like, they went with the A-listers and like whether it worked or not, they didn't really care. It's like, nah, you're a big name, you're in. Mm-hmm. Like, or big enough, let's just say. It's big enough. I mean, you have name value, so you're in.
So what we're saying is the power of producers is too much.
Hey.
Stop the studio.
I agree. Remember another video game movie that we perfected? Sonic.
Oh yeah. I thought you were going to say like Pitfall or something.
Sonic the Hedgehog was perfected by us bitching. We should get Chris Pratt fired.
Well, okay.
Why Chris Pratt?
Because.
Why not someone else.
The rest of them are okay.
No, I'm with Evan. And I will not...
Seth Rogen is Donkey Kong? Could you imagine how stoned he's going to be the whole time?
Yeah, and I think it's fine because Donkey Kong... Like, he kind of reminds me of that a little bit. It doesn't matter. What matters is that...
What if Chris Evans was replacing Chris Pratt?
We need to see some footage or... slash...
Before we fire him?
Some sounds... from him doing the voice of Mario before you actually be like, this is worth that. That was the same thing that happened with Sonic. You saw a trailer like, what the hell? So it needs to go that far. I need to see that, and then once that happens, that's when I'll make my decision if it's good or not.
I gotta say, some of the memes with Chris Pratt like holding back the Yoshis was flipping amazing.
Yeah, who's doing Yoshi?
He's not there.
The guy that did Jar Jar.
Really, just because of the long tongue?
Yeah.
Ben Schwartz should do Yoshi.
Oh,
just to cross.
Yes. Okay, just to bring in Sonic.
Yeah.
No, you gotta wait because there's gonna be a Sonic crossover with Mario, and so Ben Schwartz will be then.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everybody's up in arms about this casting, but nobody's talked about Idris Elba as Knuckles.
You have.
You several times.
I think that's the best casting voice of any animated movie.
I think it's just you. Like, you're on the Knuckles train.
Again, once I hear it, I'll let you know if I agree or not.
But who's playing Tails? Nobody ever said they're playing Tails.
No one cares.
The more
hurts. Anyway, what's up next?
Russia's going to space before us to film a movie.
I mean, is it going to be worthwhile? Because it's a cool... feet, I guess, but will it add to production value?
That is my main question, Evan. Is it really okay? You're gonna make a movie,
mm-hmm.
a fictional movie in space. Is this really gonna be better than just having people on strings and CGIing out the strings? You know?
Yes.
Why?
Because it'll be cheaper. Sending someone to space is cheaper than CGI.
It might be.
You might be right on that one. Yeah.
But Russia, you know, we beat them to the moon, so supposedly. Russia's gonna beat us to making a movie in space, like an actual movie, not a documentary or something like that.
Yes.
John C. Reilly, why is he not Donkey Kong?
That'd be good too.
Because he has a best friend
here's
already.
Here's the thing, dude. Like, there's so many different, like,
why is Fred Emmerstein not Toad, and it's Keegan-Michael Key?
Yeah, I thought that was weird, too.
I do know the original voice of Mario, apparently, is in the film.
Yeah,
isn't that a slap in the
Mario.
Dick?
Yeah. Yes,
it well, is he doesn't really talk, dick. Though.
Huh?
Mario doesn't really talk.
Yeah, he does.
No, he says, it's me, and yeah, let's go.
Who did it better? It's me, Mario. Let's go.
Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt's done it better.
Oh, okay. He's the best Mario then. I don't know what to say.
Why you got to knock on my audition?
He beat us out. So,
He walked in there and said, give me money. I'll voice your movie.
Yeah, basically.
Isn't that how all Hollywood works?
Yeah. Why isn't Tom Cruise not Mario?
Maybe
he does his own stunts.
Maybe they should do the voice acting in space. It might make it better.
You know what the funny thing is? Like, if you think about it, voice acting, it doesn't matter. Like, someone with a Rodecaster Pro is just going to adjust the volume.
The Rode Procaster?
The Rode Procaster. And
you had Pratt into it?
I did.
Nice.
And that just blurted it out.
Yeah.
But, they're going to be able to change the pitch, do the volume, the tone, the deepness, get rid of it, and it's going to be Mario. They did it with fucking Cartman.
So you're saying they're just going to auto-tune it. It's going to be perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
What they're going to do is they're just going to pay Chris Pratt to put his name on there, and they're going to have the original Mario guy voice him.
Yeah.
And slap him in the dick and call it a day.
Instead of a ghost writer, it's a ghost actor.
Oh, they should have the original Mario guy slap Chris Pratt in the dick as he's voice acting.
Oh, that would probably fix it. Yeah. Yeah, make him really go high. Yeah.
Ho-ho, I got it.
Ooh, it's me, Mario now. All right, so Russia's going to send a production crew, I think in October, actually. So
what kind of movie is it going to be?
A space movie.
Why did it make a space
Science
movie?
Science fiction.
I heard like the plot of it is they're following like the idea is that someone's sick in space and they're gonna send up like a doctor and it's following that, so it's gonna be like very dramatic and everything, and I don't know, but they're beating Tom Cruise. I mean, I'm sure he's very disappointed.
I mean, I kind of wish it was a romantic sci-fi twist.
That'd be fun. Yeah, we don't know.
You know, it'd be a cool movie. If Russia hired Nick Cage to go be the doctor to save the space patrons who have coronavirus, and then Nick Cage shows up with a thing like a bird cage, but it's not a bird cage. It's with...
Oh, no, not the bees! Not the bees! Ah!
And the bees get out on the bees.
The Russian space station.
Okay, enough of that.
Okay, so you're just trying to create a little bit more buzz for this space movie?
Yeah. Oh, I like that one.
Oh, wow.
I know, it hurts.
So, Nick Cage with the bees, and he takes over, and then takes over America. And his love interest is Chris Pratt, and they have a weird Brokeback Mountain love scene.
Ooh, wouldn't it be that great if the Nazis from the moon actually started invading them?
Motherfuck, that'd be awesome.
Oh, that would be cool. Full circle.
Ah, Julia Stiles. She hasn't had a role in a while.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep. Can name other actors, too.
Reach out to her.
Gene Hackman. Yeah, he retired from acting. You want to talk about him? Cool. Okay, so I am to our next segment.
Actually, we forgot about this.
Oh.
Because we're all wearing the shirt.
Check this out.
Peter's is still really nice. Mine is really super faded.
He watches it inside out.
I do. That's how you're supposed to do it.
And that's how you support Teen Movies and Beyond.
You wash your clothes inside out.
Wash. And listen to us inside and out. And view us inside and out. And think about us inside and out. And kind of just support us like you would watch Game of Thrones. Lots of penis. Lots of penis.
And flap it around?
And flap it around with a lot of saliva. Jesus. Okay, so support the show. You want to rate, review, tell your friends. We got a website. We have YouTube stuff. Even better. And then we have all the socials, DVDs, Beyond, for all the cool things that I send during the episode, which I work on. And we have Twitter for the retweets, because we don't tweet the original. And then we have Facebook for everything to be on there so the old people can complain about with political sense. But we're not doing it. Peter's very disgusted with this promo. You're doing it. But I'm not. Peter's shirt looks amazing. Evan, yours is nice and white. Your headphones look amazing. And we got a new thing because you guys support us. It's just because we want to keep on doing this and making better content.
Oh, we ran out of time.
And now,
and
for our future
drum roll, Evan.
I can't do that. I don't have rhythm.
Reviews. Who's up first this time?
I'll go.
All right.
Sorry, I gotta type out tongue.
Well, if you're not ready, I'm going.
No, I want to go. I want to go. I watched the movie Free Guy. The first movie this year, I think, that was only released in movie theaters and not simultaneously on streaming services.
Well, that was the first?
I think it was.
Yeah,
when did it come out?
Sometime early in August.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so somehow I was able to watch it recently.
Nice.
Yeah. Not gonna.
Well, because now it's streaming or VOD now.
Yeah.
Yep. You can VOD it.
Yeah. So like I you know,
have you watched it?
No, I have not, and I want to. But I was just gonna say I like this whole like we don't have to wait as long for movies. Like this is one of the longer releases. Same thing with Old. I was telling like last or
yeah,
it might have been
Old
the last episode.
Old.
Like Old, like it's not out yet. And it's frustrating. But like Free Guy, a lot of these like studios are like, all right, 3 months, 3 weeks, you're in. You're gonna be VOD now.
Can you look up when the first trailer came out for Free Guy?
Dude, it came out just like to shit all over 2018.
And they changed the release date, and they even changed the trailer. And they're like, we exactly. hope it's going to come out. In Christmas,
but then you're saying, oh, it came out in 3 months? No, this trailer's been going around for years.
To VOD.
This movie went from free balling to blue balling.
Talk about an edgelord move.
Yeah, exactly. And
so
okay,
is it sexy. Movie?
What?
There's no sex scenes.
The blue balls.
Have more White Claw.
But isn't that blue balls, right? You're a little.
Sometimes
you're,
it leads to it, but you look thirsty.
The blue ball is the fact that this movie, Free Guy, Free Ball.
Oh.
And then
it kept on
the pandemic. Like, apparently, this movie was finished a long time ago. Why didn't they release it during the pandemic?
Because people weren't going to theaters.
They wanted a theater release, which do you think it. I wonder if it helped.
No. Nope. Can I tell you something?
Yes.
I have a Ryan Reynolds hangover. He's the same fucking character in every one of his movies.
What?
This movie is basically is Ryan Reynolds from every one of his movies.
So he curses a lot and can regrow limbs? And he has a unicorn where he jerks off?
Yeah.
Really?
And it's
a lot for PG-13.
No, and there's a lot of cussing in this one. And I was really surprised.
It's
it's
PG-13, right?
Yeah, they said fuck a lot. There was like a lot of like headshots. So basically, he's an NPC in a he's an NPC in a open world video game that is popular, and this NPC falls in love with one of the characters that is an actual player, and so he tries to pursue her as an NPC, but everybody's telling him, no, you can't do that because you're part of the world. Well, anyways, he gets another character, takes his glasses, and apparently people who wear glasses in this are players. So this NPC becomes a player.
It's the hub. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Or the hub.
What?
What's the thing like?
Heads up display. HUD.
Yeah, HUD.
Yeah.
HUD, there you go.
So he gets to see like all, what the players see when they play a free roaming world, right? And so you get to see the life of an NPC who's figured it out.
Okay.
And in that sense, this movie it's fun because it is like Ready Player One. It is like any of the other video game movies, but you get to see it from a non-playable character.
Mm.
However, Ryan Reynolds basically signed on to be Ryan Reynolds. He's his character in Deadpool. He's his character in Just Friends. He's Ryan Reynolds. He didn't have to change any of his acting style whatsoever to be this character. And it was just, I think it fell a little flat, man. It felt like a PG-13 Deadpool. And we have a PG-13 Deadpool.
We also have an R-rated Spawn, and you know how well that turned out.
My question with Ryan Reynolds, Ryan, is...
Yes, Peter.
Like, we know who he is. Has he really done anything different, like, in any of his movies?
That's what I mean. I have a hangover with it. I'm so tired of the same thing.
Okay, so you shouldn't have watched it. Or did you just figure it out when you turned it on? Like, oh, man, I got a hangover.
Dude, yeah, no, seriously, that's how it was. I was like, okay, same Ryan Reynolds jokes, same mannerisms, same... Dude, they play that Mariah Carey song like 9,000 times. Like, that's his stick. He plays these 90s songs fucking to be witty during his movies. And it's just
so like, he's like taking the shit that he's done like in Deadpool and like brought it over to here.
Deadpool.
To Free Guy.
Free Guy.
Yeah. I will say, I mean, like, they did make their money back with opening it through release because it was just on VOD. It just came out the 28th of September. So not too long ago.
So they made it back in the movie theater.
Yeah, they made their money like, worldwide anyways. Yeah, absolutely.
He was the same character in Waiting, Smoking Aces, X-Men. Like, hey, Ryan, be a little dynamic, not one-dimensional, okay?
But here's the thing, though. Like, I mean, like, that's what works for him, and that's why people go to see him, like, until that stops, like, being profitable. Like, that's when he's going to have to change.
So it's our fault?
Yeah, it's your fault, Ryan.
Don't go see this. Don't go see it. Make Ryan Reynolds change.
Now, I have a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Did they ever make the joke hate the player, not the game? Because I feel like that's a gimme.
I don't think they did.
Yeah, it's sad. That really hurts me.
They did have a good supporting cast, though.
That's good.
Yeah. The kid from Stranger Things with the slick back hair. Forgot his name. Joe Keery? Yeah. And then...
Stranger Things? No spoilers.
Evan doesn't know.
No spoilers.
Yeah, he's in all of them. So, and Taika Waititi.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
He's in it. He's a game developer. And see, this is one of those movies. If I told you like his dynamic, I would spoil it. But how much I told you is just enough to either go watch it.
No, I saw it in the trailer. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and then
nope.
Alex Trebek is in it.
What?
Yep.
Seriously?
He is. Yeah.
That's cool.
He's in Jeopardy, and then The Rock, Chris Evans, and Hugh Jackman are all in it.
Nice.
But you never see their faces. They're all avatars. You can hear their voices.
And they're real voices?
They're so real voices, yes.
Did they actually act then?
Yes, they are the actors in the game when they show it as real life, not a CGI character.
So voice acting is actually acting.
But they were they were the physical actor in the scene of the real life open world of the video game, not the CGI scene of the open world of the video game.
So they had a lot of the suit with the balls on it.
They were in costume
with the suit with the balls.
No balls.
No balls?
No balls. No dick either.
Sad.
Yeah. And you got Hugh Jackman and you got The Rock.
I mean,
the sexual innuendo jokes are out the window.
Maybe they're stuck between him and a hard place.
Anyway, it was decent, but if you're tired of Ryan Reynolds doing the same thing and him getting away with it, don't watch this.
I think you nailed it right there, man. That's the thing with Ryan Reynolds. For every actor, for that matter, like
The Rock.
Yeah, he's very typecast, and he knows it, like Ryan Reynolds,
he knows it.
Dude, they know, and they had that new movie coming out, Red Notice, it's the same exact shit. They know what's going to sell. Yeah, and they're doing the exact same shit that they always do.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. Just wait, they're going to show the multiverse, and then somehow it'll all come together.
They're going to bring Marvel and DC together.
But it's all of them just going to be the same person, but just different characters acting the exact same way. So,
yep.
My favorite cameo was Chris Evans. Yeah. Because there's a scene where Ryan Reynolds' character, Guy, is fighting a bodybuilder version of him, a 2.0 version of him. And he pulls out Captain America's shield. And then it clips to Chris Evans with his phone and he goes, "What the fuck?"
That's awesome.
And that's a cameo.
You're going to love this for upcoming Ryan Reynolds projects.
Well, I'm fucking excited.
Clue.
Oh, my God.
I'm actually very happy with that because that's a big F you to Ryan.
No way.
Is
that really one of his upcoming movies?
I'm looking at his IMDb right now.
He's making Clue.
But, I know who Ryan Reynolds is, and I'm fine with it, and I will go.
Do you really know who the real Ryan Reynolds is?
Yeah.
I mean,
or is he just typecast in the parts that he plays?
I think there's something to that. I think he is like that. You watch his commercials for his cell phone company, for his team he owns, that soccer team that he owns with Rob
Schneider?
No, the guy from It's Always Sunny. I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
McCallery?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
The guy
who's not Mario?
Yeah, that guy's not. Yes. He just seems like that's kind of who he is. Is there more to him? Absolutely. But it doesn't, here's the thing. Like I said, it's selling, and it doesn't matter. As long as it sells, he's going to keep on doing this thing, and he should. And here's the thing with this movie, it's more about the plot and what this movie's about. That's why I want to go see it. All these cameos that you're talking about, Ryan, I'm totally in it, and that makes me very interested in it.
Right. For that alone, I'd watch it. But if you were to delete the scenes with Ryan Reynolds being Ryan Reynolds, and every scene ended with some campy ass music. It was very predictable. you got rid of that, this would be a good movie.
Was he like a producer on this? Do we know?
Probably, because he has his hands in everything. He has his hands in Pikachu.
He was a producer. Yeah, that makes sense because it's his style of comedy. Like that. Yeah,
he's like, yeah, I know how to do this.
Yeah, like people laugh at this. We're gonna do it. We're gonna keep on doing it until no one laughs anymore, and then we'll move on. He's gonna keep on playing the same character until no one laughs at him, and then he's gonna move on. Like, it's fine.
You say that now, but Marvel's still going.
Well, yeah, but like, I don't. There's again.
Sorry.
And that's what's weird. Isn't that kind of weird though? Like the whole like Deadpool thing.
The same situation.
Well, yes, and you're 100% right.
I need a clip of that.
Why? I say it all the time, Evan. Like, yes.
I just like hearing
until
it.
Until superhero movies, if you want to go more broad, superhero movies, like until they stop selling tickets, like, yeah, there's going to be more superhero movies.
Of course.
Yeah, that's just the thing. But they're so, like, it's so, I don't want to say, I feel like there's a little, you know, like, it's not that easy, but like, it's so easy to make a movie that a lot of people are doing it, and that's the nice thing. You're getting so many like other things out there to watch. So like, I like that. So you're not just getting stuck with just the Free Guys and the Ryan Reynolds and the Marvel and the superheroes. Like, you're getting a lot of other shit too out there because it's so easy to make a movie. All right, who's next?
I think we need Face Off 2, and I think Nicolas Cage and Ryan Reynolds should be in it.
We just need more Nicolas Cage.
Problem solved. We need more Nicolas Cage and less Ryan Reynolds being Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. So,
why doesn't Ryan Reynolds play Nicolas Cage in a movie about Nicolas Cage?
Have they ever worked together, Ryan Reynolds and Nicolas Cage? They should.
How do you figure that out, Ryan? Next review.
Okay. But they should. All right. This is a take two, the sequel of my review that I did last week that's unheard now.
The Croods.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Both of them.
Yeah.
Wow. Is there a third one now? Or just two?
Just two.
Okay.
Yeah.
I watched Malignant. I forgot how to say it. Wait, our notes right here, the wording is really big, and for whatever reason that made me forget how to pronounce this word.
Malignant.
Yep. Malignant.
I like Malignant.
Malignant. Is that right, Evan?
Malignant?
Yeah. Magnificent.
Yes.
It's by James Wan. It just came out. It's been released in the theaters and in HBO Max. And I watched it on HBO Max.
Can I tell you something?
Huh.
This is one of those movies I'm judging by the cover, and it has a really cool cover.
So
that's my review of it.
So you like it? You're going to watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
I just don't know how to say it.
This is Malignant. Nah. Yep. Am I saying?
You're doing it all on your own.
Don't just laugh, Evan. You correct me each time.
Never.
Fine.
I can't, because then matter. I'll interrupt you. I'll and I'll feel me. Bad.
Malignant.
Yes.
Malignant.
Malignant.
Emphasis on every syllable.
All right. Let's get super serial right now, guys. So this movie is not serious at all. It is like, dude, I thought I was watching a trauma movie.
Is Toxie in it?
No.
Oh.
But like, you know, like the outrageousness of it, like those outrageous plots, like they just got like crazy shit that happens.
Mm-hmm.
This is his film. Like, I felt like James Wan was like watching some of those films, like, I can do that and I'll make a big blockbuster. And he did. And it also like incorporates like you know, like he did a Saw. And you can hear like the music. He might use the same composer probably, but like it felt very Saw with the music of it, and how like those transitions with the music, how he did in Saw.
Oh, okay.
I saw a lot of that, and just like, you know, it's just very James Wan, which is weird because I felt like he did very different styles, like in like some of these franchises that he's created, like Insidious, The Conjuring. Like those are very like straightforward, not so much gimmicky. I mean, if you call ghosts gimmicky or spirits, but regardless, I felt like they were like very different from his normal style, which I like those franchises from him. I love them. And he also did some Fast and the Furious too, or maybe just what? Did one. He did one. I think he. I don't know which one he did.
Wait, what's his name?
James Wan.
Oh yeah, he did one.
And he also did. Is that why you did that?
That was good. That was good.
But he he did Aquaman, which I felt like it was a very different kind of feel for him too.
I'm dying.
But this movie is straight up horror, very trauma horror, and it starts. And why I thought of that question, Evan, is because of the fact that like I was watching this, I'm like, man, I don't know how to explain this because so much happens in the first like 10 minutes of this film,
mm-hmm.
and it sets up the rest of the film, and you don't see this ever like in the trailers. Like in the trailers, all you really know is that there's a chick. And she starts having, like, you don't know, I'm even sure in the trailer, but visions, basically, of this serial killer that's going out and killing people. You don't know why. In the trailer, anyways. Like, you know pretty quickly in this film. And that's what's so weird. They're so secretive in that trailer, in this film. Dude, they're trying to be, like, they thought they were being so smart. At least in my opinion, I thought that's what they were going with. Like, all right, no one's going to know what's going on in this film. I figure this shit out like so fast, and then I was just driven nuts the rest of the movie until they actually did the big reveal. I was like, this is what's happening. Just reveal it already. And I was so pissed off.
They blueballed you.
Yeah, they absolutely blueballed me for sure. And it was just driving me nuts. But like, not that I didn't stop watching. It was good enough and so crazy enough that I was like, I will keep on watching this. It's in, you know, like it's keeping me invested. But at the same time, like you are not this smart and you should just reveal it like 10 minutes into that movie. You really should have. Because then they just kept on doing the stupid gimmicks of this whole like bleeding from one reality to another. Like that's the whole vision type thing in it. And like, they just do that gimmick over and over, and it got a little old. And then when you could barely handle it anymore, they switched up and they did the reveal. And like, thankfully, and then it just gets even more crazy. Like, and if you've read any some articles on this, like he almost also created its superhero origin story, which. If you go watch it, and I do recommend this, I do. It is pretty wild, and it absolutely is an origin story of a superhero. How it is, it's just so crazy.
Wait, what universe is this in?
This is a new one. I don't think this is connecting to anything. This is his new...
Maybe it's...
Juan. The Juan universe.
Do you think Juan is trying to bring Fast and Furious into trauma?
It's not fast enough for me.
But are there lesbians?
Nope. I would say maybe it's a little furious, but not fast. Also, I mean, I was in the acting. Let's actually review some of these parts of it. Like the acting is, it's very not the greatest. You know, like he gets those, you know, smaller role people. You know, more maybe just probably from sitcoms and everything. So not the best acting. But I mean, like, that's not the point of it. Like, you know, he did this because he wanted to tell this very weird horror story, and you know, because he's done enough good that this, you know, was it Warner Brothers, whoever let him, like, all right, have fun, do whatever, and he got to, and you can tell he had fun with it for sure, because nice. There's lots of parts I'm like, this is ridiculous, but it doesn't matter because. I think the payoff is there.
What's the payoff?
I'm not going to tell you. Like, This was such a hard movie to talk about because of Evan. I didn't want to ruin
it. Thanks, Evan.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I didn't want to ruin anything. I think I even did less than at the time I tried to review it last time. Mm-hmm. So do you remember what I said last time?
It's burned into my memory.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Not really. But you did pronounce Malignant correctly.
Oh, thank you. Last time, not this time, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do recommend it. You know, go check it out. I don't. It was fine just watching it at home. I don't think it's one that you need to go rush out to the movie theater. So,
is it still in movie theaters?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's you know, right around for Halloween or for October, you know. But, I need someone else to review. I want someone else to watch this so that you can give me your opinion on it. And then we can go into, well, probably off air, but
Why don't you have Evan do it?
No, I think Evan, you'll enjoy this because it's
spoiler alert. God. How dare you? I gotta enjoy this?
Yeah, you will. It's crazy enough. It's right up your alley.
Are there enough dicks in this movie for Evan or for you?
I mean, everything needs more dicks.
Do you want the spoiler? There's no dicks.
Oh man, that was very anticlimactic.
Yeah, sorry. But
nobody's coming to that party.
Malignant. I think it's worth a watch, but like lower your expectations and just you really have to go into this one. Just you know, shut off your brain and just enjoy it. You know,
that is my type of movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like it is, dude. This is a B movie and a blockbuster. Probably not even a blockbuster budget. That's probably why he, you know, had all these not so well known actors. And then even the CGI is like not the greatest. But I want to know, Evan. I want you to tell me when you knew what was going on and they should have stopped trying to tease it.
So now you want to compare intelligence?
Yes. I'm not gonna, you know. Maybe you beat me. I'm not going to complain. Like, I don't care. I just want to know, like, am I super smart?
I don't want to compare, but yeah, I want to know.
Yeah.
Wait, James Wan started Saw?
Yes. With him and another person.
You learned this last week.
See, this is why you can spoil things with Ryan, because he just instantly forgets, like, wait, what?
But he didn't make any other Saw movie?
Mm-hmm. He made Dead Silence?
Producer. Like, dude, he started so many things. Like, Saw, Insidious, The Conjuring, those are, like, his, like, really successful, like, franchises that he started.
Where the fuck did they decide that Fast and Furious was a perfect candidate for him?
He was the one.
Yeah.
On 7? I don't get it. It's like
he was James Wan, 007.
Yeah, I mean,
that's Han Solo.
I don't know. Like, dude, when you start making so much like stuff that just like hits, holy shit, they're making a Knight Rider movie.
Who?
He's producing it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, oh man. but you know, when you start just doing so much good, like, they just let you go do whatever you want, you know? Like, hey, you want to do Furious 7? Have at it.
Are you sure? Because he made Aquaman.
Dude, that was, like, the most successful, like, DC movie. Yeah. And he has the second one. Yeah, he's doing well.
Yeah, but that movie sucked.
Doesn't matter. People went and saw it.
That's the problem. See, Ryan Reynolds could be in that movie and it would have been the most successful movie of all time. But it would suck.
Doesn't matter. People go see it.
You guys are stupid.
It wasn't.
Our listeners. They're intelligent.
Yeah. Our listeners tell everybody they're stupid.
You know, for DC movies, like,
that was the worst one.
No.
It was the worst one.
Oh, God, I love this pun.
He's going to use that every single time. Anytime he sees a James Wan movie. Like, I don't know. Like, I need to go back and watch, like, Dead Silence and Death Sentence. Because I remember watching those, and I was not impressed. And, like, this movie feels a lot more like those movies, in my opinion, than, like, Insidious and The Conjuring. So,
well, Maybe I'll go watch this one.
Okay. All right. Who has the last one? Got it.
So proud of you all. I think puns are now illegal on this podcast.
But they're so punny.
They so are. It's great. So I actually watched this one. Fangoria presents porno. See, I can't talk either.
How do you pronounce porno?
Fangoria porno.
Porno.
Porno. Yes.
Yeah.
Porno is great.
First image for that one. Aw. Oh.
And that says it all.
Yep. Is that... That's how you describe this movie?
I really do.
At first, you're like,
Hmm. I
like
it.
So porno, Evan.
Yeah, oh, porno is great.
I'm going to the bathroom.
I know, it's great. It is fantastic. Did you want us to wait for us? For you?
I'll be real quick.
Okay.
Okay.
So porno.
Yeah, so anyway, I'll keep it real quick, but...
Take your time, you know, you don't want to rush these things.
I don't, or do we need to take a little...
Rush it and then take a break and then come back.
Am I squirming too much? Can you tell? Always. Oh. But anyway, a misfit theater staff finds a homeless man trespassing when they're closing up, and they're basically trying to get him out of this building, and then they find a old abandoned auditorium, which apparently is burnt out and just really shitty. It's not being kept because guess what? It was hidden from everyone. And how does that happen? I don't know.
Curtains.
It's true. Damn it.
Yep.
You remember this.
You never look behind the curtains.
You don't. And then they were just shittily boarded up too. And so did they not just get some drywall and put some effort into hiding this a little bit better?
Evan,
but no, they didn't. What?
I just watched this porno.
You did?
Yeah.
That was quick.
I know. So good. How have you never told me about this?
Because it's amazing. I have to keep it for myself. I didn't want you to judge me for what pornos I like.
Oh, man. There was climax.
That was it?
Yep.
There's a climax, guys. That's a good porno.
Oh, wait. Exactly. This is a movie?
Oh, it's a movie.
Okay. I'm sorry I interrupted.
It's okay. But anyway, when they're finding this... ancient auditorium, they find a film, and apparently they play it and it summons a creepy succubus.
I didn't mean to do that. That was a creepy succubus sound.
And what's a succubus?
A succubus is a demon that likes sex.
Male or female?
Female.
What's an incubus?
Male.
I think it's the other way around.
No, it's not.
Are you sure?
Yes.
This is the part that I missed from last episode because we were going into this. Oh. I just it's just a thing that sucks you off.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That's a vacuum.
That's right.
That's you cleaning your room.
Yep. Don't bother me when I'm vacuuming.
Yeah. But I got to say, this movie was, beautiful and minimalist almost.
Yeah.
And, they had, crazy neon lights and everything.
Are most pornos like that?
Yes, but this one actually had better acting.
That's not true.
I mean, kind of.
You might be right.
Yeah, I hope so.
I hope so, too.
But still, what can you do? And they actually had really good practical effects. But, I mean, I gotta definitely say, this was much more of a comedy.
Practical effects in pornos.
What, you think all those cum shots are real?
Yeah, those climax scenes. Woo!
They got a Super Soaker 50 in that one. But yeah, basically, where was I? Yeah, no, this was just actually much more of a comedy than scare-centric. But it was incredibly enjoyable.
Was there any scares? Did you?
Oh yeah, I actually did jump at one point.
See, I like that, dude.
I don't because I wasn't really paying attention and it scared me.
Yeah, well, that's the best part because comedies are the best thing. When you have a comedic horror movie, is that. They're so good at throwing you off. You know, you're laughing all of a sudden. Oh, shit. You know, that it throws you off balance. It's awesome.
It really does. That. And you don't have that build up with the music where it's all slow rise. Okay, there's obviously a scare coming soon.
So many innuendos.
Yeah.
Of course.
I guess I was pretty horny.
I really was. And like, the cool part about this was, especially if you're like a really big film buff, like the little film they found was just such an homage to like the weird psychedelic stuff from the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
The best kind of porno?
Yeah, it's too much bush. But I mean, it's like not glycerine style, but
glycerine on bush.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How come we don't have an episode where we review our favorite porno?
We haven't done that?
I don't think so.
I mean, I did Flesh Gordon once.
I just don't want to know.
Our favorite pornos?
Yeah, I don't want to know.
What's weird is they don't really have titles.
Yes, they do.
They do, too.
I mean, they're not, like, decent titles. Not,
yes, they are.
You know, it's
Watch
because,
Clerks. He lists off a ton.
Yeah, and it's because pornos have changed now. It's not like you don't go rent them. You're just getting on your phone, and you're just watching as much as you need to, and you're like, done. And it's more like...
Oops, sorry.
It's more like, what's the gimmicks now? Or it's like fake cack taxi... What's the one in the couch or something, or like
casting couch?
Casting couch.
Double penetration. Is that a gimmick?
It's Step just more. Anything. It's YouTube now. It's more YouTube. For
do you think they judge your like logistics? It's like, oh God, he only watched for this long.
I bet they do.
Maybe and so they like, fine tune it so you just start seeing more and more like. One's that long.
Exactly.
Could you imagine like putting that on your resume? This says that you do analytics for porno viewing? Yeah. I sit back and I watch how long people watch porno or how many times they fast forward to the good parts.
you skip over the intro, the pizza delivery portion.
Yeah. But I gotta say, like, this film has like such gems for like jokes and actually character development. It's incredibly arousing. If this doesn't pique your interest, I don't know what should. But definitely watch porno.
Here's my thing with
the movies.
Yes.
Is there a lot of like death? Like I feel like some of these like movies
they don't die in porno, Peter.
Yeah.
Unless you're watching.
If we don't watch that.
The Scrubber. That's, that would be my title.
I just feel like in some of these movies where, like, you don't have, like, you have this ensemble cast, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you do all this character build up, and then there's not, like, enough of, like, death. Like, I felt the same way when I watched Fear Street, the first one, like, of that, where, like, it's like, dude, they're not going along enough. Like, there's not enough deaths, and then eventually, like, oh, here they are. It just took too long. Like, they felt they went too much into the character development and keeping these characters around where, like, you didn't keep the suspense up enough for me to be, yeah, for me to climax. So
you would have a problem with this.
So
they have pills for that, Peter.
Oh, I guess I need those. So does it have that in this film? Like, or is there enough death in this or enough like
not really because it is a much smaller cast.
Okay.
So I mean this isn't like Aliens, for example, where they obviously just like throw fodder into the canon.
Yeah, they have like extra people just to kill them off.
Exactly. Or like, they don't stack the numbers.
The Suicide Squad.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It's like this actually like there is a decent amount of death, I guess.
So not all of them are going to make it.
No comment.
All right.
Because that would be a spoiler. You know how I feel about that.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, if there wasn't, I'd be very upset.
Yeah, you could be upset.
Maybe you should watch porno.
Yeah, you really maybe should. I should, and I'll let you know.
The movie, Peter, not just porno.
I mean, Whatever. It's all the same,
either. You know, porno or porno.
Yeah, but I got to say, like, some of my favorite parts is just the minimalism. Of it and
tiny penises,
kind of, but no.
Oh, wait. Here's a legit question: are there a lot of penis in this?
Yes,
enough for you or enough for Peter?
I think Peter would be satisfied.
I'll let you know. So where did you watch this, Evan?
Alone in my basement.
Hell yeah.
Where do you watch porno, Peter? That's kind of a personal question.
Yeah, why are you getting all personal?
Spoiler alert.
Good point.
But yeah, this is available on the infamous Shudder. So buy it.
I think
need to.
We should actually just change reviews to shitty movies that Peter and Ryan watch, and then whatever Evan finds on Shudder.
You can't just put me in a box like that, though.
You put yourself in that box.
I know. See, yeah, we're avoiding the porno joke here.
I know.
We're like, oh, God.
We both had eye contact. You never make eye contact watching porno.
Yeah, exactly. That's when it ends. Well, that's
not
awesome.
For everybody.
Yeah, sometimes they go a little bit more aggressive. Have you ever seen the movie that we got to talk about, Kevin?
I have not.
Don't make eye contact with the kid jerking off. That's The Flash, too. I'm sorry. Tangent.
That was also...
Holy
shit.
That's Ezra Miller?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. That's also... shit. The League. Vanilla Strokes.
Yeah.
Or Vinegar Strokes. Vanilla or Vinegar? I don't remember.
Vinegar.
Don't lock eyes with someone that are coming.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, watch porno. It's good. Definitely funnier than scary.
Okay. But one good jump scare at least.
Oh my God. John C. Reilly's in that too. Maybe I should review that movie.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hit it because he's just going.
Yes. Yes. Oh. 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 Oh, God. Oh. I'll have what she's having.
The perfect way to end a porno.
It is. It really is.
There was our climax right there.
Which but guess what? I finished it first.
You did. And but we're in our new last segment of the episode. Our recommendations. I'll have what she's having. Orgasms.
Do we know, in fact, if Rob Reiner's mom got what she was having?
I don't know. No.
It's probably included in the trivia.
I don't know.
Maybe we should make a sequel based off of that.
Wasn't that pretty much the end of that scene?
Oh, I thought it was Grandma's Boy.
She in that movie?
What?
What? It was like Golden Girls 2.
No, is she in that too?
There's a sequel to Golden Girls?
No.
Dude. What if they let the cast of Friends get older and get rid of all the guy casts and made all
and do the sex parody? Yeah, we know. We know that's what you want.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too. Like now, but like let them get really old and then have the Golden Girls 2 and have all the chicks from Friends be the Golden Girls.
There's only three. Oh, wait. Like,
there's three Golden Girls.
There's Phoebe.
What? I thought there's four.
Yeah, there's four.
One doesn't count.
What?
I don't know.
Yeah, so I was just saying, there's like from
Phoebe,
the Friends.
Rachel and. Yeah, Courtney,
okay, let's recommendations.
I was just saying, do you add Fran into it? Or do you take one of the males and like, all right, Ross is the new female.
Fran Drescher?
The
yeah,
nanny?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Dude, Fran was hot back in the day.
Yep.
I had a crush on Fran.
Even with the voice?
Mm-hmm. Don't care. I feel
she
like
she looks amazing. Are you kidding me?
But the voice just like, you know, just like, ugh.
I feel like that was her Mario voice. Like it was fake.
I think it's real.
No.
I think it is. That's why you don't hear her on any talk shows. Anywho. All right. I got a recommendation for you.
Okay.
It's still very relevant. It's still, I've been going down the rabbit hole on YouTube. I'm watching a whole bunch of Norm MacDonald, just YouTube clips, just and people remembering him. Man, he was funny. These Conan clips, man, are crack me up. And I keep on doing more and more, like listening to. Like, he had a podcast. He had like a Netflix like series where he just interviewed people. But I just, how the hell did he get away with all this shit? It's just so crazy.
His delivery. It was different times.
It's how you deliver.
No, but some of it's recent, and I'm just like, how the hell?
It's different times.
Because
he has that delivery though.
He made a career like people knowing. Well, that's just Norm.
Yeah, like he just stuck to it, didn't apologize, and he got away with it. And it's it's just so crazy, but it makes me laugh.
He's had what they called "fuck you" money.
I. I mean, I don't know if he,
let's see.
I mean, he got to do his life the way I think he wanted to, even though, like, I mean, we did Dirty Work last episode, and yeah, he wasn't that great at it. And I watched.
That was studio's problems.
Well, it was also some bad acting problems,
never.
Too. And, maybe he's improved a little bit over the years, because I watched some clips from, like, his. He had a show, The Norm Show. Again.
Sounds too out there, The Norm Show.
It had some funny moments, but again, he's still not the best actor out there. But it didn't matter, because it was just, it's him, man. Like, I don't know how, like, he had something special for whatever reason. So that's my recommendation. Just go down the Norm McDonald rabbit hole on YouTube.
Okay.
He pissed away his money, dude. He was only worth $2.5 million.
Dude, he was a big gambler.
He piss away his money.
Yeah, very big gambler.
Well, I don't mean this in a really bad way, but if I made enough money to that point and I had cancer the way that he did, I would do the same thing. I'd go out that way.
I think it was before that too. He's addicted to gambling. And it's actually one of the clips I just watched was from his show, The Norm Show, where I think he's pretty much playing himself. And he tries to go to, like, a gambling anonymous, like, thing, but he goes to full circle, a necrophilia anonymous
Wait,
group.
What review was full circle on that one?
You talked about the portals and kind of, like, having sex with dead people.
I never said that.
Did he not?
No.
You were wrong.
I don't know where I got that. I think you need to re-listen, and I think you'd be... mistake.
I think so. I'm going to be the scrubber on my resume. I'm going to scrub your porn history.
I swear you've made some reference, and that's what's like, we don't watch those.
I never said necrophilia.
Well, that's where my head went, so maybe I'm the sicko.
But full circle, Peter watches weird porn.
No, I said no on that. What else? Who else? What do you got a recommendation? Anyone? Go. Or I'm closing it up.
I, full circle, have been watching Dark Side of the Ring. Which is, they're doing new episodes.
Is Undertaker in it?
They did one about the Undertaker, I'm pretty sure. But no, this one, the most recent two, one was about the plane ride from hell, where a bunch of wrestlers got super wasted on an airplane from America to Paris. And basically, the Paris police were like, Paris, London, France, fucking France.
Geography is hard.
French ass police were like, we're gonna have to arrest you guys because there's a lot of debauchery. So that happened in the early 90s. And I mean, it was fucking wrestling. Like, they got, the times were different.
I thought what happened on a plane was like kind of like when you're out at sea, you know, you're just like, you're up in the air, there's no rules.
Right. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But apparently,
what happens in the plane stays in the plane.
That's right.
Apparently, 20 something years later, you're prosecuted for sexually assaulting a stewardess.
Like, at what point, like, as soon as you, like, take off, you know, like, at what point does, like, it become, like, the France police's problem compared to, like, the U.S. problem?
Dude, that's a really good question.
I got lots of good questions.
And so that was a plane ride from hell. And then another one was about Chris Kanyon. And apparently he was an openly gay wrestler. And he was trying to use that as a stick. Shtick? Is it shtick? Or is stick, whatever. I don't know. But the WWE, like, found another gay wrestler and took it away from him. And he got all super pissed off. Because as a wrestler, you need it as your shtick.
So they, like, deliberately, like, we need another, like, gay wrestler because you're just taking too much of it?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so there's a lot of drama behind professional wrestling, and Dark Side of the Ring is really good with that.
You talking about so much, like, I'm not, like, a big, like, wrestling fan, but these stories sound very interesting.
I don't even care about wrestling. I don't even care about watching the show, none of it. I love the behind the scenes and, like, the I mean, dude, Macho Man was the craziest dude ever.
Yeah.
He was always on cocaine or Molly or something like that. And, like, they just did a bunch of drugs, and they were a bunch of meatheads doing steroids, throwing each other into audiences and going crazy.
Different times.
I know. We need it back.
Almost better.
All right, again, Evan, you're the last one.
I know. I'm so used to it.
This is where we talk over you.
Yep, I'm ready, so fuck you.
What do you got?
Apparently, the controversial Squid Game.
Is it controversial?
What do you mean, apparently?
Apparently, a lot of people are really upset. Some people are, even though it's supposed to be one of Netflix's most popular subtitled shows.
I've seen it. It's been number one for at least since you talked about it last week, the last episode. And I watched half the first episode. See,
well, apparently, a lot of people are actually getting really offended by it because it's a little too goopy. Gory.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently it's too gory and it's offending people, so are trying to cancel it, but it is supposed to be amazing. So yeah, watch that.
Okay.
Don't listen to other people.
Yeah, you offended some people, and it doesn't matter. This goes back to the whole, like, good publicity is, you know, or bad publicity is good publicity, you know? Like, it's been number one for a reason. Like, no matter if you think it's gory or not, like, people are watching this, mm-hmm. and I'm watching it. I do not watch it with subtitles. I put on the dub.
Boo. You're missing parts of acting, man.
No, it's...
You are.
So what I did, what was interesting, I had the subtitles and the dub on for a little bit, and it doesn't quite match up, but I'm seeing what I'd be reading. And so I was like, no, they're still doing the gist of it. And it was actually pretty accurate with the timing.
Well, yeah.
And it just makes it easier because now I can really focus on, like, what they're actually acting instead of trying to read. So,
but you do agree that, like, voice acting is acting.
I agree. And they're doing some inflections on how they're doing the English dub version.
But it is taken away whenever they do dubs, right?
I mean, it's weird. Don't get me wrong. It's weird.
Yeah. Because it's all ADR, so.
Yeah. And, like, the inflection's probably, they try their hardest, but it's probably not as good as the actual person doing it. But my point to it is that I can't focus. It takes me a long time to focus and be able to read the subtitles and see what they're acting. So
that's the great part, is it got multiple episodes, so you get practice.
Nope, I'm just going to dub. So
I thought there was hope for you, but apparently there's not.
No, I just figured this is like, because sometimes I don't like dub, but this time I was like, no, I'm doing it this way because
it's
convenient
subtitles
for me. Yeah. So, but the first part, I haven't got to the goriness, so I really don't know what they're talking about.
Just wait.
The plot.
I still haven't seen anything.
The plot is cool, and I like it. And the main character is a little, like you say, goopy or whatever. Like he's,
Goopy was supposed to be gory.
Okay, but
I haven't seen anything yet, but I just recommend it.
He's kind of goopy as a character. He's a very goopy character.
That is a weird way to describe someone.
Well, that's how Evan did it, so.
No, I was describing the gore. You're describing it to a person.
He's a goopy character, and I think you'll agree with me. Like, he's the, you know, down on his luck guy, and like you almost, I guess, feel bad for him, or you kind of hate him, you kind of love. It's a weird thing. That's why I think Goopy fits.
Nice.
You let me know when you actually watch it. You let me know if Goopy explains his character. So
will do.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, watching us on YouTube. Just do a search for B Movies and Beyond, and I'm sure you'll find us. You can go to our website, bmoviesbeyond.com. And it has links to everything, everything that we do, plus some of our videos on there, all our latest episodes. And you can buy stuff like our shirts that we're wearing. They're so cool and comfy.
This one's still my favorite. This one is like...
It is. That one is really nice.
This one's the nicest. It's got a color.
Just make sure you turn them inside out when you wash them. That's just a given. You know, anytime you have graphics on there, you don't want that shit peeling off. So, the more you know, where's that thing? Did it.
Hey, you found it.
Yep. No, no things or anything. So we will catch you next time once I figure out how. Dude, did you not put out the outro?
Yeah, it's on there, dummy.
I don't see it.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, it's not on here.
We'll get along, guys.